We're going no huddle.
With the Midday Show No Huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go now, let's go! Set!
NFL No Huddle round two here on a Monday afternoon. We'll get the phone lines open in 20 minutes for Falcons fans to sound off about the week one loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll get there 20 minutes from right now. Before we do that, though, try to get to as much other stuff from yesterday as we possibly can. Already kind of talked about the Packers and the Eagles on Friday night. Fun game, bad surface. Saquon Barkley is incredible. Sucks Jordan Love got banged up. Right. Hopefully he's back sooner rather than later. Cardinals and Bills was a fun game.
It was, man. Yeah. And Josh Allen was just unreal. Robert Harris only had one catch or maybe like two targets.
Yep.
He dropped one.
Yep.
Dropped the first one was thrown to him. But then we saw the kickoff return for a touchdown in that game also. Yeah, Josh Allen was stupid yesterday.
Yeah.
Just jumping over people.
He kind of dunked on Buddha Baker. Well, like, you don't really dunk on people in the NFL. Well, he's not big.
I mean, he can step over Buddha.
He's not big, but the still shot of him with his hand on the back of his helmet with the ball in the air, pretty nasty.
Yeah, he can step over Buddha.
And he started doing some Josh Allen stuff in the first half, meaning putting the ball on the ground a little bit, which he does.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the reason that you deal with that, because I heard this morning he's got more turnovers than any other player in the NFL over the last 4 years.
Yeah.
But you deal with it.
Yeah.
Because he does way more other stuff besides
that
no one can do.
That's what we talked
about them kind of leading into the year. Like, what do you feel about Buffalo? I don't know. It's kind of weird offseason, all that. As long as they have him, windows open, and they got a chance to win.
Yep, he's that good.
Completely incredible.
He's that good.
Yeah,
he's that
very
good
yesterday.
He's that good of a player.
The Bears get a win over the Titans. History was made in that game.
Will Levis.
History, I mean Will Levis throws the dumbest pick six in the history of the NFL.
There's nothing.
The still shot of that one.
Yeah.
Where he's on his knees.
I'm just talking about what
Serendico.
That just the flick. What are you doing?
Too many guys grew up watching Brett Favre.
Damn,
he thinks
dummies.
He's Brett Favre.
Damn, dumb. Caleb played like ass yesterday.
Caleb played terrible.
Yeah, and then the funny thing, he tried to do his little whirly bird thing. And what happened? Loss of 37 or something.
Yeah, it's when, you know, these NFL linemen and linebackers are a little faster than their starters.
Well, that's than whirly, burly and throw.
Here's the history. They were down two touchdowns and didn't score an offensive touchdown and still came back and won the game.
Yes.
They scored a special teams touchdown.
Yes.
They scored a defensive touchdown. Special teams touchdown, by the way, scored by Jonathan Owens, who's the husband of Simone Biles.
Yes.
So that's a big summer for that family.
Yeah, man. I know. I saw her tweet earlier after the game yesterday and everything. But, I mean, out of all the rookie quarterbacks, just they out. And that's why put Penix in. He looked like them because he's a rookie. He's a rookie.
Yeah.
That's what they look like.
Rookies tend to struggle.
Yes.
Early. Even C.J. Stroud struggled at times early last season.
He didn't figure it out.
He only threw five interceptions all year, and boy, was he good yesterday.
Comeback. Yeah,
he's good. I think Texans aren't sneaking up on anybody this year, but obviously they got Diggs in there, two touchdowns. Joe Mixon.
30 carries?
Goes for 160 yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the best play of the game. Right here.
Can we hear the best?
This is the best throw? Of the game right here.
Just the dumbest throw ever from Anthony Richardson.
First and 10 on their own 40. Richardson on play action. Backs to throw. He slips on the turf. Gets up. Heaves it downfield. Looking for Alec Pierce. He's got it! Touchdown! A bomb! 60 yards! Anthony Richardson to Alec Pierce. That's what you're talking about in the deep game.
Yeah.
Touchdown! INDY!
Dude, I mean, the ball left the damn screen.
Yeah.
He threw it so high and so damn far.
In stride. Like, just hit the guy in stride.
Slipped first. Now, he didn't do too much good after that.
That's all right.
Yeah.
That's all right.
He was like 9 of 20 or something.
It's like his fifth start.
Yeah. But that
you see why he's there.
He threw the heck out of that ball.
That touchdown he ran for, too, though.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I know he's got hurt last year, not avoided contact, all that kind of stuff. But, man, he laid the hammer down.
Yes. I mean, but he.
That was a Cam Newton run to score that touchdown.
Yeah, he just watched himself, man. You know what's so funny? Because I kind of saw myself doing this with all the young quarterback yesterday. I was doing it with Jaden Daniels. Get down. Because he kept running. Because that's all he had. Because when you're a young quarterback and you're athletic, you got to rely mostly on your athleticism while you're still learning the position. First play of the game, I'm like, where the hell is he throwing the ball?
Yeah.
And then they ran it the other way the next play.
Three guys were running different plays on that play.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's also what they know. Like, that's the reason Jaden Daniels won the Heisman last year, partially, is because he could run so
good. Be an athlete.
Same thing with Caleb Williams. Like, that's half of what his game is right. keeping plays alive and making those throws. That people, what they criticize Caleb Williams for is playing within the structure of the offense, and he did not do that yesterday.
Yes.
Did not play within the structure. He played awful.
Yes.
But he won the game. His team won the game and got help from elsewhere. But yeah, no, the Texans looked really good yesterday, came back and won that one. C.J. Stroud, a couple touchdowns. So go out and get Diggs. Kind of help the wide receiver room. Go out and get Mixon. Kind of help the running back room. Nice little offseason for the Texans. Yeah. And again, they're not going to sneak up on anybody. Dolphins had to come back and beat the Jaguars yesterday, too.
There's a lot of
storylines regarding this one. But let's hear a highlight first.
Play action fake to a back to throw. Wants a deep one. Downfield. He's got Tyreek. Tyreek at the 40, 35, 30. Down the sideline. He goes. Touchdown, Miami.
Oh, my gosh. Speed kills once again. Tyreek Hill to the house.
80 yards.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. When you meet the man and his family who wrote this song, they're wonderful people. They always got to tell you when you see them. You know, my son wrote that song. It's really good.
Yes.
But no.
Yes, I know.
What a hell of
cool
a play.
Song.
What a hell of a play. I thought, you know, Jacksonville, I don't know what the hell they were doing. They just tricked it all. But that was a hell of a defensive play because Etienne was going in for the score. But yeah, everything before, like, I'm sitting there watching all the pregame and stuff, and I see breaking news, Tyreek Hill arrested. I was like, what the hell's going on? And then I'm like, okay, was he pulled over, maybe suspended license and all that? I didn't see none of the handcuff stuff.
Right, the footage.
Yeah, the footage. I just saw that.
The Scottie Scheffler footage.
And then I see the footage. I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Right.
Why is he face down on the ground, handcuffed, dude, knee on his back? And then I saw somebody try to put him down. Some dude rushes over and yanks him down. And I was like, what the hell is going on? And then I find out Calais Campbell, they arrested Calais Campbell?
Yeah, Calais saw it happening.
I'm sorry. Well, detained.
But they handcuffed him.
But they handcuffed him.
Calais went over there and tried to figure, he's like, hey, guys, this is Tyreek Hill. Like, what's going on? And they put him in handcuffs, too.
Okay, he was speeding. But that's what I'm saying.
What all led to this nonsense?
He was speeding?
Oh.
So speeding gets you put in handcuffs?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Not usually,
you know, but I just thought it irked me, yo. I was like, really?
Yeah.
Like, you got
a little overzealous.
Just a little bit, you know?
The police officer's already on administrative.
Yeah, but that's all I thought about. I was like, I just didn't feel right about it because I was curious. It
didn't look good.
You're at stadium right around the corner and you, like, I don't know. But it just seemed to me like it was. And Tyreek took the high road, and I saw Drew was there and everything talking about it, what happened. It didn't sit well with me. Now, this thing, it's a competitive type thing. It's a different switch that you hit when you pull up to that stadium. It's a different switch. I don't know what happened. To me, it still seemed like it was a little too far.
Yeah, I feel like the officer's probably going to get in quite a bit of trouble.
Yeah, I just like
making the best of a bad situation, though.
Dude.
And going for a $130, and when you score your touchdown, having your teammate pretend to put handcuffs on you in the end zone. Like, I don't know.
It was great.
I don't know what the defining photo of week one is. Is it Will Levis on his knees, surrender Cobra?
Yes.
Is it Josh Allen, like Jordan dunking on Buda Baker? Is it Tyreek with his hands behind his back getting pretend arrested by his teammate after scoring a touchdown?
I mean, there's statements from the police union. Tyreek Hill was uncooperative with the cops, initiated this unfortunate incident. That is from the police union of the Miami-Dade.
All right. Well, there you have it.
All right.
You have to feel like guy's probably going to get in trouble for that one. Just like the guy in – who was it? It was in Louisville, right?
Yes.
Scotty did his hard time.
But that's what I'm saying.
At least they didn't take him to jail.
That's what I'm saying. You got me handcuffed on the ground. You didn't think I'm going to jail, right? When do you think that's the next thing? Going to jail?
I guess.
They took Scotty to the clank.
Yeah, Scotty had to do hard time.
Yeah, man.
The Patriots beat the Bengals at football.
Yeah.
In Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And Ja'Marr Chase played.
Yeah.
So did Joe Burrow. Now, he was a little rusty. He didn't do much in the offseason, obviously.
Yeah.
But that's a pretty embarrassing start to the season.
No,
for the
it's
Cincinnati
not. New England
Bengals.
Got a squad.
Yeah, New England's terrible. They might be one of the worst three teams in the NFL. Hey, good for them. And they leaned on Ramondre Stevenson. They had a smart game plan.
Yes.
They took the air out of the ball and all that kind of stuff. But that's bad, man.
Dude, that was bad. This has been a bad thing because T. Higgins got hurt on Thursday at practice.
Yep.
With Miami, he doesn't play. You don't really know if Jamar's going to play.
Then he does.
I don't. Whatever. And good for Gerard Mayo, man. Get
sure,
the first win.
Absolutely.
And all those things. That's a big deal for him and his squad. But, yeah, Cincinnati, they're a slow-starting team. They got a lot of issues.
Yeah, they play bad week one
yeah,
often.
Yeah, they got a lot of issues.
Even when they're good.
But Joe Burrow, you know, again, the rust not playing because he's coming off another injury with his hand.
Yep.
And so, but, yeah, Cincinnati, but they got to get healthy on the offensive line. And their defense can't stop nobody.
Mm-hmm. Well, they just keep losing guys.
They keep losing
every offseason they lose big-name guys and they don't replace them.
Yeah.
The Saints beat the Panthers 47-10.
Yeah.
Like, it was 30-3 at halftime.
Yeah,
like,
man.
I think that says more about the Panthers than it does about the Saints. Not to be a hater, but the Panthers are awful, man.
Bo
just flexed his muscles.
The Panthers
for some reason
are bad. They are. The Panthers stink.
Yeah, they suck,
They smell like some day-old diapers.
They really, really suck.
Yeah,
they're
man.
An awful football team.
They stink. Another team that stinks, them damn Giants.
Yeah, the Giants really suck, too.
Outside them ugly, horrendous uniforms, which they were. It's 100 years of football.
100 years
Everybody
of football.
LT was on time for the coin toss. And Eli.
All the legends in
all
the building.
All the legends were there.
Only to see Sam Darnold cut him up.
Cut him up and Daniel Jones. They're all.
They're bad.
Bad.
Yeah,
what was that statue name, Abe? Hey, what was the interception the one that Darren
Since Jones? He signed that big $160 or whatever million-dollar contract, he's got 3 pick sixes thrown and only 2 touchdowns thrown.
So he's thrown more touchdowns to the other guys than he's thrown to his own teammates since he signed a $160 million contract. Huh.
Yeah.
Maybe that wasn't a good contract.
Yeah, that was awful.
The Chargers look like a Jim Harbaugh coach team.
Yes, they beat the hell out of people.
They're just maulers, man.
I'm just telling you here.
Lad McConkey, by the way.
Lad, I see you, Lad, with the tip. He had a drop earlier. Like that NFL regular season speed caught up to him. Like,
yeah, but that touchdown
you gotta
was
get out
athletic,
your break.
Though.
I know, but that was before that.
Okay.
And so I'm like, all right, lad, you got to get your break now. But hell yeah, lad. Way to go, brother. Max Crosby, that dude that they drafted from Notre Dame, you're going to have some issues, bro.
Yeah, Joe Alt's the real
Joe
deal.
Joe Alt is the real
That whole offensive
deal.
Line's the real deal.
And they just want to beat you
That's
up.
That's all they want to do.
They
just want to beat you down. J.K. Dobbins goes for $135 on 10 carries.
They just want to beat you up.
Yep.
And that's what they did, man. But, and Gardner Minshew. Yeah. Brock Bowers had a nice game.
Yeah.
Made some plays.
Yeah, pretty good game.
Yeah, Brock made some plays.
Pretty good game. Yeah, so it was a double Georgia Bulldog game in that one. And
did you see the picture from Brazil with the Eagles and the Packers with all the damn
so
dogs?
So many Georgia guys.
Yeah.
I forgot how many Georgia guys play for the Packers.
Yeah, man.
Everybody always talks about the Eagles having a million Georgia guys. So,
yeah,
so do the Packers.
But it was good.
The Seahawks and the Broncos game set football back.
Oh, my God.
About 10 years, but Seahawks uniforms look cool.
They were sharp.
Yeah,
they were
Seahawks
sharp.
Uniforms look cool. And look, Bo Nix just can't beat teams that you and I have rooted for.
Yeah,
he just can't, man. Another bad day for Bo Nix in Seattle.
He was bad.
You love to see it.
Deshaun Watson was disastrous. I don't know if it's just the arm still or what.
It's got to be injury.
He was pitiful yesterday.
It's got to be.
They might want to start looking at Jameis, and Dak was good enough.
Mm-hmm.
That first touchdown pass, they came up zero blitz, and then if you didn't see Dak walk into that stadium just looking like money, because he knew that they did that. That contract was signed, making the highest paid ever. Beat Deshaun Watson, everything like that.
And then he beat Deshaun Watson.
But how Dak strolled in there with that blazer. You know, I don't wear a lot of pink, but that blazer was sharp. And he walked with it, too, just like.
It looked pretty expensive.
Yeah, man. But they get Ezekiel Elliott with a touchdown. How about that?
There you go.
Yeah, but, punt return for a touchdown. But, yeah, Deshaun looks.
Great game last night on Sunday Night Football.
Oh, yeah.
Went to overtime. Looked like the Lions were going to trick that one off.
Big boy football.
Yeah. Yep. Hey. Matt Stafford's still really good, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody was wondering about that one. He's still incredible. They're going to have to protect him, though, but he's still
big
really good.
Big boy football.